Senior DOJ official confirms Hunter Biden investigation. I'm not going to talk about any ongoing investigation. By Wendell Hasebo on July 28, 2022. Assistant Attorney General for the Department of Justice's DOJ, National Security Division, Matthew Olson, on Thursday confirmed to Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, in a congressional hearing the agency is investigating Hunter Biden. I'm not going to talk about any ongoing investigation, Olson replied three separate times to Gaetz's line of questioning. Again, we don't talk about ongoing investigations in settings such as this, Olson reiterated. Hunter Biden could be charged in the coming months by the Justice Department for tax violations and lying to law enforcement about illegally purchasing a firearm, CNN reported last week. We do not talk outside of courtrooms about ongoing investigations, Olson stated a fourth and fifth time. I'm not going to comment about any potential or ongoing investigation. Gaetz slammed Olson for not answering forthrightly. That is precisely the plausible deniability that you are animating and exemplifying today, Gaetz said. Gaetz added House Democrats will not be in the majority for much longer after the November midterms, when Republicans will be able to compel answers with subpoena power. And you know what? Winter is coming, Gaetz exclaimed. We're going to be in the majority, and then you're going to have to answer these questions for the country. Gaetz is not the only Republican gearing up to investigate the Biden family's business after potentially reclaiming the House. The top House Republican on the Oversight Committee, Representative James Comer, RKY, on Wednesday demanded Hunter Biden's wealth advisor turn over suspicious bank records that are connected to the Biden family business schemes. Comer's request is only a request, but after November, Comer will have the opportunity to compel Hunter's wealth advisor to answer the demand letter. Representative Daryl Lisa, RCA, has also taken steps to prepare for an investigation into the Biden family business. ESA has sent preservation notices to 12 individuals from the intelligence community, White House, Facebook, and Twitter. The notices demand the individuals save information related to the media's suppression of the laptop from Hill. The notices will be essential for Congress to conduct a comprehensive fact-finding investigation into the actions by technology companies, media organizations, and political allies to suppress information and prevent public awareness of matters involving the Biden family, the document notice read. ESA told Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris. Big tech, the mainstream media, and the Democrats' deep state intelligence community want to either rewrite the history of their collusion, or erase it entirely. We're not going to let them do that, he said. These letters are putting everyone on notice. Real accountability is going to happen. And we won't rest until the full truth is known. Republicans are gearing up to investigate the Biden family after Attorney General Merrick Garland let Hunter Biden off the hook by not committing to appointing a special counsel to investigate and prosecute President Joe Biden's son for business dealings. The president made abundantly clear in every public statement that decisions will be left to the Justice Department, Garland said in a House hearing last year. That was the reason I was willing to take on this job. Constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley believes a special counsel should be appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland to study Hunter's corruption. Turley noted Joe Biden has denied any wrongdoing by Hunter and may have influenced the ongoing investigation. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.